The AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News. Maricopa County, Arizona, where Phoenix is, reports 18 heat-related deaths so far this year. More from KPHO-TV's Sarah Robinson on the record temperatures.
Heat waves are nothing new to Phoenix, but this year marks the longest consecutive streak of high heat, shattering the record set in 1974. The temperatures Wednesday hitting 119.
We're supposed to be cooling off, and we're not.
But what makes this heat wave different than others? The overnight lows. Last night, the lowest overall temperature, 97 degrees, a new all-time record high.
The National Weather Service says a tornado with wind speeds up to 150 miles per hour touched down some 50 miles northeast of Raleigh, North Carolina today, damaging homes and a Pfizer facility. And Western Kentucky had torrential rains today. Police in Alabama say Carly Russell's story about finding a toddler alone on a freeway and then being abducted just aren't adding up, and she has stopped cooperating. Hoover Police Chief Nick Derzis.
What we can say is that we've been unable to verify most of Carly's initial statement made to investigators, and we have no reason to believe that there is a threat to the public safety related to this particular case.
CBS News learns from a senior Trump source that the target letter sent to former President Trump from the Justice Department detailed three federal statutes. CBS's Scott McFarland says one charge has been stapled to almost every case related to January 6th prosecutions.
More than 300 January 6th riot defendants have been charged with that very obscure federal crime. Obstruction of an official proceeding, the January 6th electoral certification count. And not one judge has said there's just not enough evidence that this person was part of something that obstructed an official proceeding.
The estimated jackpot for tonight's Powerball has reached $1 billion with a one-time payout of $516 million. The winning Powerball numbers are 7, 13, 10, 24, 11, and the Powerball is 24. A new report looks at which regions of the country are more likely to see the most cases of Alzheimer's disease. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The report finds the rates of the disease are highest in Miami-Dade County, Baltimore, and the Bronx. While at the state level, it is most common in Maryland, New York, and Mississippi. Dr. Donna Murphy says it all comes down to social determinants of health, like access to health care.
All of those things that actually influence cardiovascular health have pretty profound implications also for incidence of Alzheimer's disease.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
The report is in the Alzheimer's Association's journal. After 7 years as Stanford University president, Mark Tessier Levine says he will resign on August 31st after concerns about integrity of his research. CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
When you have trouble sleeping, it's tough. When kids have trouble sleeping,
Mom, I can't sleep. Dad, just one more story.
For nights like this, try Vicks Pure Z's Kids. Our great-tasting gummies are specially formulated for kids with a unique blend of botanicals and a low dose of melatonin to support their natural sleep cycle. Best of all, they're drug-free and non-habit-forming. Help your child fall asleep naturally with Pure Z's Kids Gummies. Consult with a doctor before use. For ages 4 and up.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups presents great combos in pop culture. The latest installment of the Mission Impossible series, Dead Reckoning Part 1, is out now. It reunites filmmaker Christopher McQuarrie with actor Tom Cruise, who have collaborated on many movies.
We just love movies, love entertaining an audience, and Tom was somebody who was very straightforward about, I make mass entertainment.
Brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the best way to start your day, end your day, and middle of your day.
Call your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. For Monroe, Juneau, and Adams counties, call Josh at 608-322-2190. For Jackson County, call Rhett at 715-771-3535. For Clark, Marathon, Wood, and Portage counties, call Ashley at 920-501-8717. And for Wisher and Wapaka counties, call Kate at 920-401-5470.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely overnight, otherwise mainly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 60, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 75, mainly cloudy skies expected. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 54. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa! That was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I saw it go. What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time? I saw it go. 844-96 party. What is it?
I saw it go. Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
We had a special election yesterday, and we have the results. Not so surprisingly, as expected, Republican Paul Miletich won the special election in the 24th Assembly District. But what was less expected is the single-digit margin in a heavily Republican district. So my question is, are these results surprising? Expected? Are they foreshadowing? Or is it a big nothing burger because it was only 29% turnout?
And what was it, like 10,000 people?
Yeah.
It was
It's a special election that most of us, we talked about it like twice in the week of
True.
On this show. If you don't know about it, you can't vote.
True.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, how much can you glean from the massive point gain that the Democrats saw? And how much does that tell us what could happen? Not just for next year, because obviously if we weren't to get new maps, it would still be a heavily Republican leaning district. Mm-hmm. Who did get new maps, or even I think I saw this morning, if you look at what that district was in the old maps, which was much more competitive. Is it telling us that the same thing that's happening in Waukesha and across the Wow counties? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why my voice just broke like a teenager.
She gets real emotional when she talks about the Wow counties.
Greg looked at me and was like, what just happened to you? But I don't know. I'm because the number nerdy geeky guys on Twitter were breaking this down, and basically the Republican won by 7 points, but the district has a partisan lean of 23 points. And it's a pretty impressive, performance if you look at just the numbers. But again, only 29% turnout. So does it really tell us anything?
That speaks more to the apathy of the voters, maybe not even knowing about it. How tied? I don't know much about that. Well, first of all elections are special. How tied was this winner to Trump and that sort of message?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know.
It just sort of, I feel like it just sort of happened too. Like, hey, there's an election next week. Wait, what now? Wasn't there just an election? No. Okay, cool. Yeah. I mean,
well, that district has had to vote a lot.
I feel like and next week, folks, if you live in that district, you're voting for Dog Catcher. I feel like that you take all of the elements
the low voter turnout, and you take the close points, the close amount of votes in the, I think it's, there's too much to consider to glean anything exciting from it other than, no, it was, no one really showed up. Like, only a small amount of people showed up, so.
So you don't think there's anything, because I think what I, and I can't tell if this is wish casting, when I was, woke up this morning and was perusing through Twitter and responses, and some Democrats, left-leaning pundits, et cetera, I don't know, in the tone of how they were writing about it, talking about it, like, talking about it almost like it's a win. Right, that this is foreshadowing into what's the trend that has been happening across suburbs, and that this is something that we can continue to build on throughout into next year. So it's more of that I think the is this an indicator?
No, I absolutely agree with that. I mean, that's one of the things I take into consideration. Yeah, it's an indicator. Will the Democrats do bupkis about it? Probably not. They're going to be like, nah, we got other places we put our money. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that, we saw that last year in the election. Like, so many people upset about elections not going the way of Democrats because the whether it's the DCCC or the party on the whole just pulled money from districts and said, yeah, we can't win that one. That's fine. It's the devil, you know, is better than the devil that I don't. And so, yeah, sure. Will the Wisconsin Democratic Party put money? Will the county put money into it? Who knows? Yeah. We'll just wait and see. But I mean, really, I will quote you, it is kind of just a nothing burger. Like, it's cool.
Well, I know we have some listeners up in that district, in the northern Milwaukee suburbs. And so would love to hear from you as far as if you voted yesterday, if you feel like there is a changing tide that you can sense at all. 844-967-2789. Is there anything to glean from yesterday's election, or is it just kind of something that happened? 844-96-PARTY. What do you think, Jane?
I think it's moderately hopeful.
Okay.
That's how I'd put it. Because again, the turnout was minuscule and he still lost. But the fact that it is such a heavily Republican district by 23 points, and he only won by 7, that should be worrying for some.
You know, folks, if you listen to the show, anytime Jane labels something mildly hopeful, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. I mean, it takes a lot, and it got her there. And
that is a good point. That is a really good point, Greg.
Folks voting yesterday, good work. Good work.
No, that is a good work. And I actually got a text. Well, here, I'll come back to that as far as, but some other ways to cut this pie. The district was Trump 24 points in 2016.
Okay.
In 2020, it was Trump plus 17. And it was plus 7 for Melotic, so that's a big swing. And even Dan Canodal, when he re-won that seat, I think it was over 20% in last November. And then I saw this was tweeted out that of the 7 municipalities that have voters in the 24th district, Tatterson, the Democrat, won 5 of them. And then 8 months ago, Evers didn't win a single one.
Dang.
Which I think is interesting.
That's once again, that's interesting data. I like that data. Now, what will the party do about it to wake up those voters who are apathetic or disenfranchised, but disenchanted, whatever? And how do you get those people come to the polls and vote for your person then?
Yeah, that's absolutely.
We have someone on the phone.
We
someone
have
really
someone
cool on the phone.
I know. Luann Bird. What say you?
The original tweeter.
Twitter, right, yeah. Pete, I say it's exciting news. I mean, I was disappointed Bob didn't win. I went up there and knocked on doors for him because that's what I do.
That's what you do, Luann. I love it.
I'm like, if I want change, I got to get out there and do it.
Exactly.
And it was so invigorating to talk to Democrats at the doors about what they want, and they were so enthusiastic to get out and vote for Bob.
Now, oh, wow. Luann, in your travels up there and your door knockings, which I've done many, many times, and I know how you know that's a thankless job, but thank you. Did you come across anybody who was center, right-leaning, who's like, you know, expressing not excitement about their party or about the being excited about the Democrat. I'm always interested when talking to people at the doors, those conversations when politicians or people knocking on those doors say, like, you know, I had really good conversations with people that I don't agree with all the way.
Oh, I did. I hit one.
Okay.
I hit one.
I'll take it.
So 90% of my doors went great, but I'm pretty sure the one, it was very short, very simple. I said, do you care about women's rights? Yes, I do. I said, okay, think about that when you're voting. It was that simple because really we got to talk about the issues and what matter to people.
Yeah.
And we have to continue, like you said, to give people hope, because that's what I think spurs action. If you believe that we can change things, what Bob Patterson did up there, I'm impressed. 17 points to 7?
That's huge.
Now, what are the Democrats going to do?
Exactly.
What are we going to do about that?
See,
I think that's the question.
See, that's exactly what, yeah, I 100%, Luann, you're so smart.
We're going to clone Luann and sprinkle her all across the state of Wisconsin to be knocking on doors in every district.
Are we going to call Luann's second clone Tuann? Boom.
Yeah. Luann point, .2?
Yeah.
Luann 2.0.
I'm happy to share it.
Yeah.
I'm happy. That's no. Luann 2.0.
We need that. We need that excitement.
We need people to just keep getting out there, and I'm so happy to share that with everybody. And the Democratic Party, I've been on both ends of that. I've run twice. One time I was not selected to get the resources to win, and this time I was, because the focus on stopping the override of the governor's veto was so important to the Democratic Party, and it was to me, too.
Yeah.
So I've talked to other candidates who didn't get all those resources, and I still encourage them to think about the difference you make when you go to a door, even if you know it's difficult to win in your district. Even if the Democrats don't give you money, just stick with your passion. Stick with what it is you care about, and do it again, because that's how we're going to save democracy, really.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
How's the podcast, Luann?
Oh, good. Oh, I can't wait. I think this weekend we will be releasing our very first one on gun control.
Okay.
Which will be timely, because there have been 3 bills introduced which we can't get a hearing on, and yet Dan Canodal can get a hearing on a constitutional amendment that would ban churches from closing down during a pandemic. My podcasts are just another way to try reach out.
Absolutely. And remind people where they can find it.
I was just going to say, this weekend there's one Monday night there's one in Greenfield at the home of Will Radler. He was a very successful businessman. He created the Knockout Rose. He's 80 years old, and he's a proud LGBTQ plus person.
We've talked to Will.
And he wants...
We've had him on the show.
He cares a bunch. Now, you can actually come to his backyard where we're going to record the podcast Monday night, 6:30.
Perfect. Luann, I got to let you go because we're coming up against a break. So will you email me all that information so I can share it?
I will.
All right. Thank you. Always a pleasure to hear from you, Luann. Thank you for calling. We got to go to our first break, but we would love to hear from you as far as... yesterday's election results. Are they surprising, expected, foreshadowing, a nothing burger? 844-967-2789. And then we're going to get some Brewers tickets out. It's been a while. So we got a trivia question that you have to answer right, because I'm going to be a stickler this time.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday and July event has arrived, with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us.
from the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
As Goes Wisconsin at noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. There's a lot of you. I'm going to take you in order. If you can keep it a little short, that would be great. Do not hang up. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're first. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Great call from up north from the lady. That was very, very opening. I mean, that was just a cool call. Second of all, Ron Johnson didn't win the election in the state. The Democratic Party, plain and simple, blew it. They blew it. It's a pathetic campaign they ran. So, but not only Ron Johnson, he needs to be prosecuted for carrying around fake electors. So does the Republican delegation for the Congress. I think there's five or six of them that were involved in it. I'll let you go. Thanks. Bye.
No, you're right. And the fact is that Ron Johnson could be prosecuted in Michigan, Washington, or Wisconsin. But the fact is, the fake electors here should be prosecuted. He was not himself a fake elector. He was just an enabler sliding around with the Michigan. But there were 10 fake electors here in Wisconsin. A couple of them snitched on everybody, and they probably got immunity. I don't know. But that leaves the rest of them. One of them was on the Wisconsin Election Commission. For God's sake, something should be done. Next up, Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Bob of Madison?
Well, I'm worried about the Russia thing and blocking the grain out of Odessa and so forth. Zelensky was saying one of the reasons he wants the F-16 is to protect that route.
Bob, hold on for a second. That is a segment, and I'm going to reference what you said. It's a profound call. Thank you for calling. But right now we're talking about the fake electors. So thank you. But listen to the rest of the show and you will hear what I have to say. I think you're absolutely right. Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling. Jack, what's in your mind today? Hey, Jack.
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can now. Well, the first thing I want to say is, Ron Johnson, I was only involved for 3 seconds. Well, gee, there's this guy that went in to rob a bank, and he pulls out the gun, and he goes to the teller and says, "I want your money," and she pushes the alarm button, and he runs like crazy and leaves out of the bank. Of course, the cops catch him. Well, I was only in the bank for a minute and a half, so that's a real good excuse. But it seems to me that for the Republicans, the elephant in the room is that virtually nobody is talking about is the attempted political coup against American democracy. These slates of fraudulent electors that Johnson and others attempted to present as legitimate, it was an attempt to overturn a legitimate election and electoral college results. And they haven't been disavowed by even one single member of the current Republican Party. They haven't even been discussed in Congress, much less in the gerrymandered Republican legislatures around the country. And this would have clearly disenfranchised millions of voters in those states. This is a much more dangerous situation than the obvious violent January 6th physical attack. You can solve that by sufficient police policing. Much more dangerous is an illegal attempt to foist a political insurrection in the guise of it being legal. It isn't, of course. And that's, and finally, what's happening in Michigan is should happen to every single conspirator, but especially all those who illegally signed that they were legitimate electors. They should all be charged, and especially those in office like Bob Spindell. They should immediately be removed because they can't be trusted to and should not attempt to influence election results or legislation. So that's my rant for the day.
That's an excellent, excellent and profound call. Here's the thing. This was an attempt, and it was a multifaceted attempt to hold on to power and to oppose the peaceful transition of power despite an election result. That's what it was. Every autocracy, every fascist, communist, authoritarian autocracy in the world always claims that they are operating under the law. They're lying in all of these cases. Sometimes they'll only have one other opposing candidate. Sometimes in North Korea, you're mailed a ballot with only Kim Jong-un's name on it. Those are extremes. In Russia, somebody like Vladimir Putin gets 85% of the vote. This is America. This is America. George Washington and the rest of them didn't fight the Revolutionary War just for the heck of it. This was a case where Joe Biden won by over 7 million votes, 60 electoral votes, and they set up a system in six states, the Green Bay sweep, where they were going to have fake electors, and they had prominent people like Ron Johnson in on this, who are going to submit them to Pence, and Pence is supposed to get up and say, well, there's a dispute. There's two sets of electors, just like 1876, when Rutherford Hayes finally beat Sam Tilden. This is like 1876. I throw it to the Congress. Each congressional delegation gets one vote. It's not electors, it's one vote. More than half of the states have majority Republican delegations. Why? Because they're very small, a lot of them. You know, California and New York have a lot of people, they're Democratic, but they get one vote in that. Wyoming has one congressman, two senators, they get one vote. Just like California. They would have voted to put Trump in this alleged, quote, dispute, end quote, over, quote, electors, end quote, and do exactly what happened in 1876 when Rutherford Hayes took the election away from Sam Tilden, because Rutherford Hayes was a Lincoln Republican for civil rights, the abolition of slavery. You know, Rutherford Hayes was a colonel at the Battle of Antietam. And Sam Tilden was a Southerner who was opposed to civil rights. So you might think that was good. Well, it's certainly not good in general. We go into a break. I see the lines. There's a lot of you. Do not hang up. Direct order. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Listen to this mission. Highlight ag research from the university, showcase education, and show off new technology. Written almost 70 years ago, it's still what you'll find at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. This year's show includes hot tech like drones, food grown across the state, and how it all impacts our economy. Sauk County is your Farm Technology Days host at the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club in Baraboo, July 18th through 20th. Details at wifarmtechdays.org. I'm Terry Bach.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely overnight, otherwise mainly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 60, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 75, mainly cloudy skies expected. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 54. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
Free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Do not hang up. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind today, Jean?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm doing a lot of great callers today. You know, really and truly, this was an organized crime. This was a criminal plot. It was planned. It was well organized. It had several criminal activities or actions where the fraudulent electors actually had documents, fraudulent documents that they put their signatures on from various areas throughout the United States of America. This thing should be really taken to the courts. It needs to be prosecuted because this was no small thing. these people knew what they were doing and doing it in clandestine, hidden, you know, not to be caught, not to be talked about. And then, you know, the activities that happened on that day. But this was planned out, and each little bit of this plan is significant. So I hope that this is just blown out of the water. American can see it so that the fraud can stop, because they continue with the Republican Party that are in the Congress right now going after the people who are investigating, the people who are, you know, prosecuting, and a lot of America have not seen this evidence, and they need to get that right out to the public,
right,
because we never want this to happen again. Thank you so much, Matt. Appreciate it.
Excellent call, Gene. Excellent call. Dick of Madison, my friend. You're next. What's your mind today, Dick?
The coup itself, to the leader of the coup himself, he comes right out and says he'll do this and lots more. The speech the other day, if you take him at his word, Matt, maybe he's really not going to run, because he said, we'll drive out the globalists, cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. Is he saying he's dropping out of the race? Seriously, he said that. He doesn't even know.
Right. If you want to drive out the fascists, commie sympathizers, Putin sympathizers, and autocrats, absolutely, I'm with him entirely. Excellent call. Thanks a lot for calling. Really appreciate it. Dave from Duluth, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dave?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I was looking up the Florida Keys, and supposedly in 2025, 2 years out, you know, we're already suffering from a lot of heat. Supposedly, U.S. Highway 1, which connects those bridges, they're reporting that within 2 years, by 2025, many could be underwater. And we've got Republican governor down there. Well, that's going to be interesting to see how that state, that governor, reacts, since they've got their head in the sand about, you know, global warming slash climate.
Right. Well, you know, the Republican Party is damaging us and the world by opposing anything to do with trying to address climate change. I've been in Key West. When I was in the Navy, we put into the port there as we were in the Caribbean for a while. Me and my buddies would go over to Sloppy Joe's. I don't know if you've ever been into Key West, but that's the Hemingway bar where he liked to hang out. And, you know, an historic bar. We'd sit there, have a few beers, go back to the ship. And I love the Keys. I love, of all the Keys, Marathon Key, all of them, Key Largo and all that. I personally do not think the Keys are going to be around 100 years from now. Take a good look at the map. Take a good look at the map. They are very, very low in sea level. I'm not sure that Venice in Italy is going to be a city in a couple hundred years. Already they have water coming into the basements and the canals and all that. We can do something about it, and the Republican Party is standing in the way. In fact, a lot of them, something like 39 of them, just said they will not vote for any more spending in the federal government until Joe Biden gets rid of hard infrastructure, which already had passed, and especially the component parts to address climate change. Excellent call. Thank you. Hoosier Bob from Indiana, my friend. Thanks for calling. Hoosier Bob, what's in your mind today?
Good afternoon, Mr. Flynn. First time call.
Yeah, Bob, what's up?
A couple points. Okay, a couple points. One, keep in mind, Key West is 8 feet above sea level.
Right.
Think about that. Yes, right. I lived there. That was my home for years. All right. My second question or point, why cannot these fake electors, a lot of the Republicans, and the quote-unquote Freedom Caucus, why can't they be rolled up in a RICO?
Yeah. Excellent. Let me address that, Bob. Hoosier Bob, welcome on your first call. RICO is a federal statute that stands for Racketeering in Corrupt Organizations. And they took it out of one of those old movies. Remember RICO? Mother of God, is this the end of RICO? And they thought that was funny and they called it RICO. But basically, it's a wide-ranging conspiracy statute. And they got organized crime with it. They can get gangs with it. And they now, I'll give you a blunt answer, Bob. I'll give you a blunt answer. The answer is that everything that the Freedom Caucus, that Ron Johnson, that the fake electors, that Trump, that Giuliani have all done is absolutely indictable as a RICO offense. Because as you, I think, impliedly pointed out, the purpose of your call, you can get a wide variety of people in a conspiracy on RICO, even if they individually said, hey, wait a minute, I didn't do it. Yeah, I knew the other guy was going to do it. Yeah, I did something to help him do it. I'm part of this whole gang. I'm part of the whole gang. I'm a part of organized crime. I'm part of a, you know, they've gotten gangs out of El Salvador that way. They've got, you can get drug cartels that way. I think that is a darn good idea. But you know what the impediment is? These are the highest people in American government in the legislative side. It takes an awful lot of political courage to indict them all on that theory. And I think the theory is in the Department of Justice that to do that gives an overriding impression of political retaliation. Better to go after them individually. I think, listen, Jack Smith's already gone after Trump in Mar-a-Lago. Now he's going to go after him again in Washington. You cut the head of the snake off. Yes, these other guys can be gotten. Some of them asked for pardons of Trump, you know, the Scott Perry of Pennsylvania and a lot of the others, and not all of them got pardons. So it is a RICO enterprise. It is indictable. I think that the DOJ is looking at this thing, and Dana Nessel in Michigan is, let's get the people we can get. And as a matter of fact, we will stop it that way. Thanks for the call. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling, Mark. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, you need to pin all their ears back. I mean, like here in Wisconsin, you have Dan Knoedl, because he sent that letter. Fitzgerald and his staff, that they arranged that, put that room in the state capitol because they're part of the conspiracy there, too.
Right,
I mean,
right.
The whole reticence. The reticence of prosecuting those people just emboldens them, causes them to flap their gums right now and furtherance of further crimes. You have to pin their ears back now and go as far down the food chain, far down, up and down the food chain as you need to do to get all their assets.
I think that's a great idea, and you're absolutely right, because in the fake electors in Wisconsin, there was somebody who set up the meeting. Scott Fitzgerald and Voss set up the meeting. Then they met and they tried to conceal it. And let me tell you why that's important. That's admissible at evidence. I'll give you a really crude example. Guy robs a bank. He runs away. He goes home, shaves off his beard, and changes his clothes. The prosecutor can introduce that as his effort to conceal, and a jury can infer from that, along with other evidence, that he's the guy that committed the crime. When you have people trying to hide stuff, prosecutors like that, because that's admissible to the jury and can be evidence of the fact that they knew they were doing something wrong and had committed a crime. So in this particular case, Ron Johnson, what is he doing holding the Michigan elector thing and then having his chief of staff call Pence's chief of staff and saying, I want to get this to you? He facilitated the transmission of the fake Michigan electors to the vice president of the United States, who is going to preside over the certification. That falls squarely within RICO or any conspiracy theory. What are Scott Fitzgerald, the congressman, not F. Scott Fitzgerald, the author, Scott Fitzgerald, the congressman, and Voss doing, setting up a secret meeting room that's guarded and locked, and they're told to shut up about it, to do the fake electors? They were part of it. You're absolutely right. Very, very excellent. I want to raise a Ukraine issue for Bob and Madison, who had called before. I agree with him 100%. Ukraine right now is doing magnificently, heroically in its defense. It needs more. It needs the F-16s ASAP. I'm glad, very glad, that Biden is sending them the cluster munitions. The Ruskies are using cluster munitions on Ukrainian civilians with a high dud rate, 8 or 9%. Almost 10% of them don't go off. They lie in the field. Some Ukrainian kid a year from now is going to be playing something and get blown up. U.S. cluster munitions have a dud rate of less than 2%. And they're being sent, not used against civilians, only against Ruskies, Rusky soldiers. Breaking news today. Ukrainians just bombed a Russian base in Crimea. Crimea is Ukraine, The Russians just took it. They're occupying. The Ukrainians bombed the bridge. If you take a look, the bridge between Crimea and Russia is their source of getting supplies into the war. And they hit it again a second time. They should hit it a third time. What kills me is the Associated Press will say, two people were killed in the bridge. Oh, really? Two people? Really? Really? Well, 19 were killed in Odessa. And 80 of them were tortured in Mariupol and Bakhmut. Hey, get the Russians out of there. Bob is exactly right calling in on that. One other little development. There's a group called the BRIC. I don't know if you've heard of it. Brazil, Russia, India, and China. They have South Africa in there, and they meet, and they're sort of like a junior league G7, like the you know, in high school, you have the varsity football team, you have the junior varsity. This is the junior varsity, economically and every other respect. They're meeting in South Africa this time in September. The South African president sent Putin a message saying, don't show up because I have a treaty to arrest you because there's a warrant out for you. The court in The Hague. And Putin is pushing back now. Breaking news today, they just announced he is not going to show up. He's afraid of being arrested. Then they have this stuff about, well, Prigozhin is somehow appearing and telling his troops this and that, but they never show him. They say it looks like his silhouette. My whole personal opinion is Prigozhin is in a Russian prison with his wrist tied to a hook, if he's still alive. And the guy's bad news. He's a torturer. I hope, let them do it to each other. These people are sick. They're genocidal sadists. I'm tired of hearing the media go, they fought bravely at, what do you mean they fought bravely at Bakhmut, the Wagnerians? They tortured people. They tortured women and children. They kidnapped children and sent them to Russia. And the mandate was, quote, beat the Ukrainian at them. Beat the Ukrainian at them. I don't want a country like that. Our policymakers, and they've been circumspect about saying this, should be this. Russia is a failed society. There's only 145 million of them occupying 11 time zones of gas and oil. They've exported nothing but torture, genocide, and sadism in the last 110 years. Yes, they had some great music in the 19th century. Yeah, they had Tchaikovsky. I like it very much. Yes, they had some great writers. Yes, Gogol, and they had Dostoevsky and Pushkin and all that. They haven't had anybody in 110 years because a guy comes along, they kill him. They kill him. Get Ukraine what it needs. And they should have gotten this to him a year ago. The Ukrainians are magnificent. Zelensky's magnificent. Get them what they need, especially air power, especially the F-16s, everything they need. For 5% of our defense budget, we are pushing back through the Ukrainians against Russia in a magnificent way. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Call your local Buck Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. For Monroe, Juneau, and Adams counties, call Josh at 608-322-2190. For Jackson County, call Rhett at 715-771-3535. For Clark, Marathon, Wood, and Portage counties, call Ashley at 920-501-8717. And for Wisher and Wapaka counties, call Kate at 920-401-5470.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
It's the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude, 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And on Ukraine, I want to finish up with one thing also that Bob Madison brought up, and that's the grain deal. About a year ago, finally, Russia agreed. You know, Ukraine is one of the biggest wheat producers in the world. They produce 10% of the world's wheat. Ukraine does. 15% of the world's corn, 13% of the world's barley, and it's a large percent of sunflower oil, which apparently is used for food. And there is something like 40 million people who have their stuff can't be exported, face starvation in Africa largely. They can export it through Poland by train, but anybody who looks at this realizes that's really unworkable. Trying to export 10% of the world's wheat, 15% of its corn, 13% of its barley, and much of its sunflower oil by rail cars doesn't transport enough volume. You got to do it with ships. Russia has now said, quote, we're pulling out of our agreement not to bomb ships coming out of Ukraine in international waters, by the way. The Black Sea are international water. And the Dardanelles coming down from the Black Sea through Turkey. Turkey permits them to go through. These are international waters. And then into the Mediterranean and beyond. The Wall Street Journal had an editorial today that I agree with. I don't agree with a lot of their editorials, but this one I agree with. It said that NATO, led by the United States, should say to Ukraine, go ahead and ship this wheat. And we will inform Russia that these are international waters and they cannot bomb grain ships. And if necessary, we will provide escorts. And what would be best would not be escorts of the U.S. Navy, but escorts from the French, British, Turkish navies, Romanian, Finnish now, Swedish now, as soon as they get in. And each of these grain ships will have an escort. The Ruskies, if they tried to attack that, are asking for a lot of trouble. In other words, this is like going all in poker if you play hold'em. The Ruskies have to call that by doing something. They're not going to. That was proposed a year ago, and one reason why the Ruskies caved. That's got to be said again. Over 40 million people, it'll at least be food insecurity. If you took a look at some of the things that you've seen on, you know, various, I know that ABC did it and some of the other networks, about people starving in Sudan and Somalia. You know, these poor women go out trying to get water lilies to feed these kids, starving kids. And this is 10% of the world's wheat, 15% of its corn, 13% of its barley and sunflower oil. And the Ruskies, extremely sadistic, are barring that. I want to get back to the topics that we talked about at the beginning about Trump, give you the latest update today. In the target letter that Jack Smith sent to Trump, there are three federal statutes mentioned. One of the sources has seen the letter. The target letter is not the indictment itself, so there could be more in the indictment. But what is in the target letter is that he could be indicted for conspiracy to defraud the U.S., deprivation of rights, interference with Congress, and tampering with a witness. He has 4 days to go in front of the grand jury. He's not going to go in front of the grand jury because anything he says can be used against him. So that indictment could come out Friday. It could come out next week, the week after. Last time that Jack Smith sent him a target letter, it came out 3 weeks later. Trump immediately attacks Jack Smith and his wife. Jack Smith has needed $2 million of taxpayer-paid security because of Trump's attacks. One other piece of breaking news. I had alluded to it in an earlier show, but there's more clarification. Rudy Giuliani apparently may be flipping on Trump. He apparently had been invited to speak to Jack Smith more than once, multiple times. And the sources say that he meets according to a cooperation agreement, which is also called a proffer. And apparently what happened is he got very chicken at the end. Because remember, how old is Giuliani now? What, 70s, you know, whatever, 60s, 70s? If you were told when you were 70 years old, you may spend the next 18 years in a prison, you might do anything necessary to make sure you don't at least don't go to prison. Maybe plead guilty, you do this or that, you don't go to prison. Giuliani had sought a pardon from Trump. Trump did not give him the pardon. He gave Steve Bannon a pardon and Mike Flynn a pardon. He did not give Rudy Giuliani a pardon. But when you meet under a cooperation agreement or a proffer, what that means is your lawyer calls the Department of Justice, says, we would like to meet with you under a cooperation agreement. Department of Justice says, all right, send me a proffer letter. And in the letter, if the lawyer signs it, not Giuliani, and it's not usable against him in court. And sometimes they won't do a letter. It's verbal. And they'll say, well, he's going to say that Trump did this and Trump did that. They can't use that against Giuliani, that proffer, at trial. Giuliani doesn't even have to testify if he's indicted. And if it's only Trump and they subpoena him, he can't be asked about it. They listen to it and they go, that's dynamite stuff. A prosecutor's MO is to nab the highest ranking guy in the chain. That's Trump. Giuliani's pretty high up. So if Giuliani said, I want to rat on a guy who went up to the courthouse, to the Capitol, they're going to say, get out of here. But if he rats higher, if he snitches higher, that's what they want. One of the problems for Giuliani is there's a second part of that equation. Did he rat early enough? Early rats get the cheese. Early rats are the ones that don't get prosecuted or they don't get jail time. He's coming in what? In July. Coming in July. And Trump's already got a target letter. This is a very late rat. However, he's a very important rat, and he might have something juicy. He might get a little cheese. Maybe he will get not 18 years, but 6 months. I don't know. And I'm not being facetious about this. This is exactly how prosecutors look at it. So the question is he too late? Do the prosecution, do they have the same evidence from other people and they say, get out of here? Or does he get some cheese? Does he get either not prosecuted, which I doubt, but at the very least, but the fact that he's doing it shows that he's scared and alarmed, and Trump should be very, very concerned. Coming to the end of the show. Great callers, as always. Stand by for another great show. Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. Like a complete unknown.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.